Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fan of Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 126, and this is the new season. This is season six. Wonderful. I have 125 episodes under my belt. I'm very impressed and proud of myself. Today's date is May 7th, 2022, and I have an interesting show coming up. I will talk about two topics. One is the Golden Ox restaurant in Chicago that closed about over 20 years ago. And I will also talk about a children's television program that aired in the 50s. It was very brief. A lot of people forgot about that, as the rest of them. And this was called Susan's Show and hosted by Susan Hinkle. I think it's Hinkle. And I found some information about her in the show, and that should be a lot of fun to discuss about it. Okay, and right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Wondra Hand Lotion. Remember Wondra? That was like in the late 70s, early 80s. And this commercial is from 1977. And so enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Jane, I wasn't made to be a housewife. This work's ruining my hands.
Relax. New Wondra's here. It's a conditioning lotion.
It's rich, like a cream.
But help these hands. Look at rough, dry skin up close. Wondra rubs right in and takes the day's work right out.
They're soft in seconds.
Without grease problems.
Glass doesn't slip.
New Wondra rubs right in and takes the day's work right out of your hands.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Wondra Hand Lotion. Like I said before, in the beginning of the program, I used that product, and it was introduced in the late 70s, early 80s. I remember my mother buying it at Walgreens or Woolworths, you know, Super X Drugs. That's it. Yeah, it was at Fort City Shopping Center. You know, any drugstore you find, and it was pretty good. I remember using it, and then it just disappeared. I don't know what. Rumor has it there was some lawsuit, and because it didn't claim the advertising claim that it wasn't really truthful. Who knows? So that's another product that went to the graveyard. There's still hand lotions out there, but the one I really remember. I remember watching this on commercial during the commercials. During the shows with the commercials of Mary Hartman, Robert's TV show on Channel 32 late at night. Also with, they had reruns of Dark Shadows, Night Gallery, and The Best of Groucho. They showed those. So it's, you know, maybe it'll come back. Who knows? Anyway, at the beginning of the program, I said that I will discuss the Golden Ox restaurant in Chicago, and also Susan Hinkle. She was the TV hostess of Susan's Show. I will get to those in a second. I want to give you a health update. Right now, I just got out of the hospital last week, a week from today, and we're still recovering. I'm doing okay. I'm a little weak at times, but, you know, when I walk fast or, you know, run, I'm out of breath. So, you know, but every day I'm getting better. My appetite returned, thank God. I'm waiting word on my doctor because I have a kidney stone and it has to be removed. And there's a stent in my penis. It has to be removed with that. So it could be any next week or the following week. So I called the doctor's office just a couple of days ago and they said, no, just recover. Just take it easy. We'll let you know. I said, okay. So it's not that serious. It's fine. And I'll keep you updated and posted on anything changes. Thank you. All right. Right now, we're going to talk about the Golden Ox restaurant. I don't know much information about this. I never went there. I've heard about it, but I never went there. It was a German restaurant. Rarely I had German food. I really do. I don't like it, but I don't eat it often. So maybe I had once or twice in my life, you know, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And I don't remember where I ate it. I don't recall. So I'll give a little history of the Golden Ox restaurant, and I have a menu. Just a specialty menu. I couldn't find the whole thing. So I'll read. So I will discuss a little history, who owned it, and when it closed. And I'll give you a brief, the items. I'll talk about it briefly on the items on the menu. So here we go. All right. Let's see. The Golden Ox Restaurant, that was located at 1578 North Clybourne Avenue. In the north, in on the north side, and the owner was, his name was Frederick Sin, and he was a co-owner. The other person was Fred Grief, that was his name, and yeah, the restaurant was opened in 1921, over 100 years ago. Yeah. I wonder if it's in the same location. Probably, it is owned by the Sin family, and. The Golden Ox was famous for their cuckoo clocks. Oh, I love cuckoo clocks. And there were some Hummel figurines, murals of scenes of the Ring of Nibelungen. And the main, the dining room was called the Siegfried Dining Room. Interesting. Yeah. And, you know, it lasted a long time, a very long time. And it was famous for their famous... traditional German cuisine, you know. And I found a menu plus a little history of that. And there was a bar. It was called the Old Oaken Bar. Okay. And also they had a dining room. I think they changed the dining room, but it was called the Fountain Room. They had that. So that's good. And so I bet a lot of people remember when I posted this yesterday on my Facebook page, they remember, oh, I love that place. I love the food, you know, as always. So, and German restaurants started to disappear. And there's still a few linger around, but not like in the old days. Like if you go to Lincoln Square neighborhood, there was a lot of them. There's a lot of, maybe there's a couple left. I don't know. I haven't been in that area in a long time. Okay. Right now, we'll talk about the menu items. So I'll go very quickly, and we will see what they had. They had paprika Rahm schnitzel. Ooh, I love schnitzel. Wiener roast braten. Yeah, that's very good. Here I can't pronounce. Zwiebelfleisch. That's like roast beef simmered in sherry wine sauce with onions, topped with cheddar cheese. That sounds good. There you go. The traditional Wiener Schnitzel. Now, I've tried Wiener Schnitzel once. It's very good. It's a veal steak. You dip it in egg batter. You put some special breading, and you pan fry it with butter. You put a little sauce, like a mushroom sauce. If you don't want mushrooms, you can add that. So that sounds delicious. They had Sauerbraten. That sounds good. Kessler Ripken. That's like smoked pork loin, like that. And a classic German dish is Hasenpfeffer, imported rabbit. You know, I like rabbit. My mom makes that sometimes. She makes rabbit stew, and it's very good. And let's see, what else? Another veal recipe, Frederick veal. That's probably from Fred Grief. Bavarian veal, not a veal. Schweinkotletten paniert, which is old-fashioned breaded pork chops. Okay. Yeah, pork tenderloin, Bavarian pot roast. Someone mentioned this yesterday. It's about their oxtails, and they were delicious. Oh, I never had oxtail soup or oxtails. I want to try that. Pork shank, Bavarian bratwurst. They had that, and it's served with German potato salad. Now, what I know about German potato salad is it's served without mayonnaise. You know, I like potato salad with mayonnaise. It tastes kind of bland. Needs something. But they put seasoning on it. Then they have crisp roast young duckling. Nice, very nice. They had braised lamb shank, baked veal shank, pepper steak, genuine veal sweetbreads, calves liver. They had barbecue ribs. And then on your for your side orders, they give you a potato pancakes, applesauce, or sour cream with sour cream. Ooh. Or cottage fries, Lyonnaise fries, or German fries. Delicious. Yeah, very good. And they also had a great Rhine selection, you know, German wine. So that sounds good. Yeah. So unfortunately, the place closed, I think, in 1999 or 2000, around there. And they mentioned in the Chicago Tribune that they closed for renovations. Well, you know what that means. They didn't reopen. So maybe they got a good deal on the property, because that area is very expensive. Very expensive indeed. And so they couldn't refuse the offer. And it's gone. So a lot of people missed that place. They loved it. You know, I wish I went there. I wish I did. But I didn't. So that's a shame. Okay. Next up, I will talk about Susan Heinkel, or Hinkle. I hope I pronounced her name. I apologize. She was the hostess of a TV show called Susan's Show. And they changed it to Susie later on, but they got mixed up with another TV show that starred Ann Southern. She was an actress. It was Private Secretary. It was in the late 50s, so they didn't do that. And then the next format was Susan and the Professor. I think that's what it's called. Okay, and that show premiered on 1956. I don't know exactly what when. It was on CBS, WBBM-TV, Channel 2 in Chicago. And where they found her, in St. Louis. And she was in some sort of pageant or something. And she did some local acting. And somebody found her, probably like a talent scout or someone, they found her and asked her to appear on the show in Chicago. Of course, they asked her parents, and they said yes, and she did, and she accepted. And she was about 12 years old, you know, very young. And that ran for about maybe 3 years, but all formats. So a lot of people remember it, a lot of people didn't, but you'd be surprised. When I posted it yesterday, they did remember the show, and they remember her, you know, because she seemed like a very sweet girl, very smart. You know, she was, how would you say, on mark? No, you know, I heard she wasn't a diva. I don't think she was. I doubt it. I think she was very disciplined. So thank goodness for that. Okay. I'm going to play the theme song of the show, of Susan's Show. And then after that, I will talk about the characters and what the show is about. So it'd be interesting. So here is a clip, audio clip of the Susan Show. And started Susan Heinkel. Enjoy, everyone.
Hi, my name's Susan.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the theme song. Kind of cute. Yeah, very cute theme song. There are clips on YouTube. You can do a search, and you would just type in Susan Show or Susan Heinkel. I want to clarify something. First, it was called Susie Show. Then it was Susan's Show. Then it became Susan the Professor. You know, I don't know who decided that, but it's fine. Okay. I discussed about Susan Heinkel. I will go into talk about what the show is about and its characters. Oh boy, it's when I did research on that, I found it very, sometimes a lot, but it was very interesting. I liked it a lot. You know, I really did. Okay, here we go. And the show was sponsored by Kellogg's. You know, cornflakes, Rice Krispies, also Pepsi Cola, and she was pitching those commercials. I think there's a commercial of her doing a commercial with Kellogg's Rice Krispies, if you find it online. So you would see that. And so here we go. So this is what the premise was about. And let's see. The main focus was the program that she would sit on a magical flying stool and she would repeat a magical chant. And the chant was, I wish there was a land of play. I wish that I could fly away. I like that. It's kind of cute. And she had a dog with her. He was a terrier. His name was Rusty. Very cute dog. And they were both whisked to a fantasy land called Wonderville. Okay. And when she arrived in Wonderville, there was she was surrounded by all kinds of props, huge props like that. And she would talk to the inanimate objects, and she also sing with them. You know, and that's what, according to sources like that. And the talking table, his name was Mr. Pegasus. And he also met a top-headed penguin. His name was Caesar B. Penguin. Now, both of those voices, those both characters, was by John Coughlin. He had his own TV show, but he was best remembered for... He was a weatherman in Channel 2 for many years on WBBM. He was a nice... He seemed like a very nice man, and I liked him. He really was. He's equally as Harry Volkman. You know, they were both wonderful. And let's see. While they do interact with other animals or novelty acts, there was a cartoon... It was called a Cartoon Machine, and it would play cartoons and from the Terry Toons library. They showed Popeye cartoons, also Terry Toons. You remember those, like Droopy? Do you remember that? And sometimes she would make a mistake, but she ad-libbed, so that was fine. You know, like that. All the other... also, there was a section of Wonderville, and it was called the Foolish Forest. And she met a all-animal orchestra. And there was a his name, and there was a violin. There was a bear. He played a violin. His name was Wolfgang. And there was a rabbit, and his name was Gregory, and he was a flutist. and there was a gopher, and he beat the drums, and his name was Bruce. That's funny. That's very funny. I like that. I like it. And so the show ran about 3 years and won an Emmy Award. And it seemed like a lot of fun to watch like that. There were a lot of shows like that. After the show ended in 1959, Susan Heinkel did some radio shows. She did a few acting, and then she returned to St. Louis. And maybe did some more acting. And in 1967, she got married. And she was kind of retired then. But after that, she was the voice of Southwestern Bell, the telephone company. You know, we had Illinois Bell, Southwest Bell, and I think she was the operator or a recorded voice. So in the old days, when you had a rotary phone or push button phone, let's say you made a mistake and you would hear her voice say, the number there has been disconnected or not in service. That was her. She did that. And she did that for many years. And then after that, her and her husband moved to the Florida Keys, and her husband died like 2014, 2015, something like that. She didn't have children. I don't think so. And as far as I know, she's still alive. She's probably living in Florida, you know. And if someone listened to my podcast and she get a hold of her and tell her I'm talking about her, I'd be appreciated, you know, because she's something like a very sweet person. Really was. And that was funny. Excuse me. So to this day, you'd be amazed. Like I said before, they still remember the show, you know, and it was marvelous. Marvelous, you know. I found a couple of TV guys that featured her, two of them, actually, you know. And so another children's program went bye-bye, you know, but it was, you know, that's funny when they're brief, when they're out here on briefly, they're very memorable, very memorable. You'd be astonished like that. And so that's that for that. Okay. I'm having a short episode today. Thank you for joining me, you know, for episode 126. I had a good time talking to you about it, and I discussed the Goldilocks restaurant in Chicago, and also Susan Heichel, hostess of the Susie Show. Okay, next week I will do another podcast, and hopefully, probably Tuesday, I'll do another podcast. So happy Mother's Day, everyone. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I hope to talk to you soon and hear from you soon. And right now, bye-bye from me, and here's Ray Reiner's having a little traveling music saying bye-bye to everyone. So long, everybody. Take care.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.